Trump, 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 Trump.
Pants, pants.
Trump, 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 Trump.
Pants, pants.
The big and tall of political talk. The devil's advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You heard him. Trump, 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 Trump. Pants, pants,
pants.
That is Scott Fitzgerald, now congressman from the great state of Wisconsin.
Oh, Jesus.
He does disgrace us, to my opinion, Dom, and perhaps yours, and perhaps our audience members as well. They can always be a part. 844-967-2789. But I asked Evan to play that. And what a fine falsetto he has. You know, something about soprano there. But I got an email missive from Rep. Scotty Fitzgerald just a moment ago. I just secured President Trump's endorsement.
Ooh, way to go, Scotty.
Do you think it was for his efforts to, you know, provide shelter to the false Trump electors at the Wisconsin State Capitol when he was still the Senate Majority Leader?
I believe certainly he is a willing participant for that fraud. And he, you know, now he got the endorsement. I mean, congratulations.
Here is what Truth Social posting by the former says about Scotty Fitzgerald.
Congressman Scott Fitzgerald is doing an incredible job representing the people of Wisconsin's 5th Congressional District. A retired Lieutenant Colonel in the U.S. Army Reserve, Scott is working hard to support our veterans, strengthen our military, uphold the rule of law, except as in regards to me and coup attempts against the U.S. government. You know, not that law. A little bit more here. Protect life, defend the Second Amendment, and deliver high-quality, affordable health care. Could you please define that in any way, shape, or form? How has Scotty Fitzgerald delivered any health care?
Dot the I's, cross the T's, say it. Don't do it. I mean, Donald Trump, you know, this nationalistic, this populist, you know, movement that he embraced. I mean, he was saying all sorts of things, promising all sorts of things that, of course, he never delivered on. But when you hear it, oh, you like me, you're never going to see another company, corporation leave this country. I'm going to deliver this to you. He said this to all sorts of workers, right? And, of course, he got elected and did not do any of those things. So it doesn't matter, Crudy. He's saying, yes, good. Affordable health care. Sounds like a good thing. Hell, ask him. He's a Republican. What's the health care plan? It's coming out in 2 weeks.
Scott Fitzgerald is a conservative fighter and has my complete and total endorsement.
Kind of like Tim Michaels, the guy going up against Tony Evers. And I would point out, new Marquette University Law School polling out today. And we are going to have the pollster extraordinaire coming up after 5. Charles Franklin joins us. But my understanding is Donald Trump's at 38% approval in the state of Wisconsin, like 57% disapproval. So earning the coveted Trump endorsement, I mean, that could actually damage your political prospects, I think. But, you know, it is the 5th CD, so you never can tell. Fitzgerald's won that seat after Sensenbrenner held that very gerrymandered seat for like 44 years. I don't think it'll actually hurt him.
Wisconsin. Well, I mean, he's pretty safe, right? So who's he running against? We have, is there an opponent?
My understanding is it's Katzenmeier.
Jessica,
yes. I believe she defeated. No, maybe I'm wrong. That might be the state Senate race. I thought both her and Pelsiewicz had both been interested in perhaps running in the congressional race. And then when Cahuenga stepped away from the fifth Senate district, I think ironically it's the fifth Senate district that Cahuenga held. I think Katzenmeier might be the nominee for the Democrats in the fifth state Senate district. Somebody fact check me.
I'm Ballotpedia. I'm looking at, incumbent Scott Fitzgerald and Mike Van Someren are running in the general election for U.S. House Wisconsin District 5 on November 8th. Mike Van Someren. Come on,
when are you going to book him? Let's get him on the show. Mike, give us a call. 844-967-2789. Palsowitz and Katzenmeier, I believe, had both either, well, I know Palsowitz had run for that fifth CD position prior.
Jessica was running for it and then withdrew to run for the
state Senate race.
Yeah, correct.
So anyways, hope I didn't confuse you terribly. They should label these better. I hope this is a strong candidate against Scott Fitzgerald. I mean, the guy's a blowhard, really. And he's not much for governance.
No. I mean, he does have a track record. Not much for governance, but there is a track record.
I would like to point out, we crushed the fifth CD. I'm talking about signal strength, this little radio outfit, Civic Media. I mean, man, we can give you all kinds of air support. Call that guy. Somebody get that Mike guy on the phone. Let's let's get us a real candidate, and let's put him up against Scotty Fitzgerald. Mano a mano. Because you know the money's going to come rolling in, right? Lots of money in these. If these races even seem close, there's going to be tons of money rolling in. Anyways, the judge, talking about Gableman, the guy that, you know, appeared at the Trump rally and gave the invocation and then endorsed against Robin Voss's, you know, political opponent, or endorsed Robin Voss's political opponent against Robin Voss. And then Voss fired him. And then he's back in court. And, you know, anyways, the judge is saying things like, you know, you really didn't do an investigation. So let me read just a couple of quotes. Gableman averred to a vague, blatant search of all locations, claiming he'd made a search of all locations.
I searched everything.
Gableman, Remington wrote of Gableman's search for records. It's not even clear whether he actually searched those locations or whether he misunderstood the purge conditions to be somehow to duplicate the searches previously conducted. A second affidavit from the Office of Special Counsel submitted August 5th, Remington said he had sufficiently remedied some of those deficiencies. It is true, as American Oversight points out, that ambiguities remain, Remington wrote Wednesday. I am nevertheless satisfied to the reasonable degree of certainty required by my order that the OSC has finally complied with the court order to produce records. Now the judge added, I conclude by observing that the sanction of $2,000 a day, although burdensome, was ultimately proved necessary to compel compliance. Now, from the corrupted blowhard, former Supreme Court justice, with what should have been the basic obligation of records custodian to the public.
Can't even handle the basic obligations. But hell, Robin Voss, he's my guy.
Oh, he's somebody's guy. The attorney James Bopp, who Gableman shares with Marjorie Taylor Greene, said, you know, they found categorically no further responsive documents at all that would have been required to be produced. But of course, Gableman's been saying the whole time, contrary to the judge's orders in multiple cases, if I don't like the stuff, I just delete it. If it's not necessary to my investigation as determined by me, I just delete it.
Right. Again, basic obligations. I mean, the guy admitted he had no idea how elections worked. And for what, the first couple of months of his employ with the OSC, working for the state of Wisconsin, for the citizens of the great state of Wisconsin, he spent, what, those 2 months in the library doing research?
Well, Remington,
department?
Remington questioned the substance of the Gableman searches, which reportedly included looking for files on work computers and employees' personal cell phones. Pardon me, I keep talking about the wrong judge, but let me see if I can get it right. Remington asked, are you suggesting that he had the ability to take someone else's cell phone and conduct these searches in a rather sophisticated way? This is coming from a fellow who spent the first couple of months in a public library, not even owning a laptop? Right. Gableman previously testified he began his review of the election from the New Berlin Public Library because he did not have a computer of his own. I might say, Mr. Bopp, again, that's Gableman's attorney, the judge added, that would tax my abilities to engage in that search. I would ordinarily rely on people who are more knowledgeable in electronic communications. Bop replied, he's confident he knew how to do it, and he did do it. Are you sure? So anyways, there's more.
On this very topic, from Urban Milwaukee, I think this is adds a little flavor to it. Harry Redman reporting from the Wisconsin Examiner on this. On hearing Tuesday, attorneys for American Oversight, this is the watchdog organization that filed the lawsuits, said there remain a number of gaps in the materials that have been released. Bop is mentioned, attorney for OSE, said that all the documents have released and therefore Remington's finding of contempt against Gableman should be listed. Quote, from attorney Christy Westerberg, these overbroad statements that everything was produced, we searched everything, it's just almost too broad to be credible given what we know from other sources and given what we know about the OSC's records procedures. Remington, the judge, had similar questions about Gableman's compliance with several orders to produce documents and agreed with Westerberg that there are gaps in the information provided by the OSC, including which electronic devices were searched, how Gableman searched them, and if he had access to the private devices of previous OSC employees. For example, Gableman stated in an affidavit that he searched a number of electronic devices for himself, personally himself, for relevant records, but Remington questioned whether he even had the technical expertise to conduct such a search. Is there a reason
he doesn't
enlist? Here's the judge. Is there a reason he did not enlist the services of individuals with more sophisticated understanding of electronic communications? Remington asked, pointing out that Gableman did not own a home computer when he started his probe and was working from the local public library. Hey, thumbs up to the local public library, everybody. But Remington wondered if it was ever going to be possible to get a satisfactory answer to those questions from a former government employee who previously admitted to regularly deleting records. He also suggested that Gableman's review was just window dressing in which a real investigation never occurred, so the documents American Oversight is seeking might not have ever existed, pardon me. And here's another quote. Quite plausibly, Mr. Gableman has demonstrated he's not capable of conducting a professional and thorough investigation, that he deleted records, public records, and what you're trying to do is superimpose a level of professionalism on an entity and an individual that just doesn't exist. Judge Remington said, the judge, all the questions that you asked, even if I sent it back to them for supplemental response again and again and again, will never get to the end of the question because you're expecting more than what this organization and individual was prepared and able to deliver. Does that mean then you made your point and the answers will be left to history and the history books to wonder? Question mark. Saying the lawsuit has hit a dead end, Judge Remington said he'd issue a written order deciding if Gableman and the OSC have complied with the contempt order and that the case should be closed after that.
Do I understand the judge's statement is effectively you can't make chicken salad out of chicken guano?
Essentially, yes.
A little bit more.
I mean, come on, man. He's not capable of conducting a professional and thorough examination. There's a level of professionalism that does not exist. I mean, this is the judge's analysis of what? The former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Gableman. And this is the guy, Voss Law has terribly besmirched me. Well, why did you hire this guy? I mean, this is just blasting the guy. It's terrible.
Well, a couple of thoughts. First and foremost, Gableman previously said he wanted to jail the mayors of Green Bay and Madison and other local officials. Voss on Tuesday said he'd probably end that action. I have to talk to our attorneys about that. I mean, we're going to sit down and go through where we are with everything. Once again, the investigation is over. And we're focusing on our future. Still, Voss said he doesn't regret hiring Gableman because the original goal had merit, but it started getting embarrassing in 22. Just like Democrats had doubts about the election in 16, where they were worried that the Russian collusion and hacking and had the FBI investigate. In the end, they found out it was a fair election. I kind of thought Justice Gableman would do the same thing for us.
Yeah, Gableman's no Mueller, Voss.
Come back with us. Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I'm not reading the Mueller report till they unredact it.
Trump.
Pants.
Trump.
Pants.
Will you shut up, man? Listen.